It's Morning Edition on 91.9 FM WUOT. I'm Kevin Richard Daugherty. Over the past couple of months, WUOT's truck beat team, Jess Mador and Matt Schaefer-Powell, has been traveling around the region talking to people about the opiate addiction crisis that's destroying lives, families, and communities here in East Tennessee. They've spoken with experts on drug dependence, they've heard stories of addicts describing their descent into addiction, and they've traveled to Roane County to learn more about how one community is responding to the epidemic. But sometimes it's hard to get our arms around how big of a problem it is here. Here's Jess.
To better understand the addiction crisis, we turn to a data-crunching expert who helped put the numbers into perspective. We'll hear from him in a moment. But first, we wanted to find out how much people in Knoxville know about addiction. So our intern Liz Wood took a microphone over to the SunSphere, and she gave a little mini quiz to some of the people passing by.
So in Tennessee, which of these causes more deaths each year? Homicide, car accidents, or opiate overdose?
Car accident.
Car accident.
I'd say opiates.
Opiate overdose.
Opiate overdose.
That car wreck.
Car accident.
Car accident.
The answer is actually opiate overdose.
Wow.
So of the following age groups, which do you think is most likely to overdose on opiates? Teenagers, young adults, middle-aged adults, or seniors?
Middle-aged adults. I'd have to say middle-aged adults too.
Young adults.
Young adults.
I'd probably say young adults or teenagers.
Teenagers?
I'd say teenagers.
Actually, middle-aged adults are most likely to overdose.
Oh, that's really surprising.
Where would someone addicted to prescription pills be most likely to go to get these pills? To a family member or a friend, to a doctor, or to a dealer?
Dealer.
Say doctor.
Dealer?
Doctor.
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 Family member or friend?
Family member. Family and friends would be the same as a dealer, wouldn't
dealer.
It?
A dealer.
A dealer.
Actually, the answer is a family member or a friend.
I had no idea about the family and friend.
Just the fact that you could go to a family and a friend, they would let you overdose on opiates.
And now to our expert. He's Adam Petrie, and he's a data analyst for the University of Tennessee's Center for Business Analytics and Statistics. Jess, Liz, and I all invited Adam to the studio here to give us a little perspective. So, Adam, what are we talking about in terms of the scope of this issue?
Well, the number of prescriptions that are written for opioids really is quite phenomenal. Over the last 5 years that we have data available to us, it works out to be about 37 million prescriptions, and that's just in Tennessee. To put that in perspective, on a per-year basis, if you were to lay out the prescription pads from Knoxville out into the distance, it would actually stretch from Knoxville all the way out to New York using those 6-inch prescription pads.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're talking about a lot of prescriptions. And in fact, thinking of it a different way around, if you think of the bottles that these prescriptions would be placed in, it's actually enough to fill up about 1,850 pickup trucks. And if you place them down all in Knoxville, it would actually essentially fill up all of I-40 between campus down to Campbell Station Road. This is aggregated over the 5-year period, but we're talking about a really big problem.
That's like a huge traffic jam.
That would be a huge traffic jam, much more than Knoxville usually sees on a day-to-day basis. Yeah.
As you were looking through some of these statistics, is there anything that jumped out at you as particularly dramatic or surprising?
Yeah. If you look at one of the most recent years that we have available for Tennessee, about 1/3 of the population actually had a prescription at some point for an opiate, about 2 million unique users in 2011. And there's actually some pretty substantial differences depending on where people live. If you look at the prescriptions dispensed per capita, it's often about 1.25 to almost 2 times higher for people living in rural counties than in urban counties.
As you looked at this data, were there any other significant demographic differences that surfaced?
Yeah, there was actually a pretty big difference in genders as well. If you break it down based on gender, it looks like about 33% of women at some point were prescribed an opiate versus only 25% for men. Now, what's interesting, however, if you look at the overdose percentages, it turns out that nationally, men are about twice as likely to die from an overdose. So women are getting prescribed more often, but they're not dying as often due to these overdoses.
So what would be our best guess, say, nationwide, how many people are abusing these drugs?
Nationwide, we think that nearly 2 million Americans abused or were dependent upon these prescription opioids in 2014. And to put this in perspective, that's roughly the population of Houston, Texas.
Wow. Okay. So the Tennessee Department of Health tells us that opioid overdose deaths are now more common than deaths from vehicle crashes?
That's correct. In 2014, there was just under 1,000 people that died in traffic accidents. And if we look at the number of people that died from accidental opioid overdoses, that runs to about 1,260. So we're talking about 25% more deaths due to opioid overdoses than traffic accidents in Tennessee.
So a lot of these numbers we've been talking about today refer to the cost of opioid addiction and overdose in terms of human life. But is there any way to know the financial cost?
Yeah, we have some pretty good data on this from 2011. If we look at the people that are coming into hospitals to get treatment for accidental overdoses, poisonings, that works out to be about $29 million. Now, there's a lot of babies that are born to mothers who are addicted, and so treating these dependent babies works out to be about $37 million annually. And if you look at the people that are aware of their addiction who are coming in for treatment, that works out to be about $16 million. So the total cost comes to be about $80 million. And that's not even including any sort of cost due to lost productivity, like days missed at work. Now, to put that into perspective, the recent renovation of the Henley Street Bridge was only about $32 million. A typical building, if we're going to build a new one at UT, is about $40 million. So you're looking at a loss of about two new buildings at UT, or maybe two renovated bridges per year.
Thank you, Adam.
Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
Truckbeat will continue to look at the painkiller epidemic in East Tennessee for a few more episodes. You can hear previous episodes, see some web-only features, and see our film about the Roane County Drug Court at WUOT.org or truckbeat.org. Also on the website, there's a nifty little video to go along with the Adam Petrie interview you just heard, thanks to our resident artist, Brandon Hollingsworth. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Truckbeat is available as a podcast, too, on SoundCloud and iTunes. And stop by to say hi and see the Truckbeat truck this Saturday at the Rossini Festival in Knoxville. While you're there, you may be able to help us with a little video project we're working on. We'll be parked right near the Bijou Theater just off Gay Street.
I'm Jess Mador.
And I'm Matt Schaefer-Powell. Truckbeat on WUOT is brought to you by Finding America, a national initiative of the Association of Independents in Radio, with financial support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Wincote Foundation, the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation, the National Endowment for the Arts, and the WUOT Lauren P. Murphy Endowment Fund.